When you began your work here and began to recognize the enormity of your job, you know, how much responsibility and all of these challenges, did you pick out some certain goals for yourself in your job, certain things you wanted to accomplish or try to accomplish?
Well, I did mention that it was difficult to establish those who bore the greatest responsibilities. That was already a major challenge. And in fact, I didn't go through establishing or telling you how we overcame the different challenges, because in themselves they're problems. One of the first things we had to do, because the first structure had in place, was how do we investigate to be able to pick up all the evidence that was available. Those who initially came in, they had what you call a national team. National team meant investigation in national territory. Then you had a few regional teams on specific areas, then a few thematic areas. The military and the government. But when we met in 1999 to put the structure in place, we had, with hindsight, seen a few things and a few areas of progress where we could remodel. So we came up with a strategic policy that we shall combine both thematic and the geographical distribution of the cases. Now, Rwanda at the time had 10 or 12 regions, they're called prefectures. And so each prefecture was assigned to each of who had these three major regions. Each team had a number of areas to investigate. But then we identified also a number of ways by which killing had been done. Killings had been done by soldiers. Killings had been done by the militia. Killings had been done through the party and so on. And so we said, but in these different areas, how do we get ourselves to capture what actually happened? So the three main sections we created within our teams. We had a team, a section that was in charge of government. Government meant at national level, regional level, and local level. So all officials who fell into the structure of management at national level, the ministers, at regional level, the governors, the prefects, at local level, the mayors, the bookmasters, and so on, head of sectors. These were governments in their various components, ministers, and so on. Then we had armed killing, armed structures. In the armed structures, we had the military, to which could add the police, the gendarme, the militia, and the civil defense. These people had some organizational structures, and killings could be said to have been organized or worked out within those structures. Then we had a third, which we couldn't actually tie under one nomenclature. We just said, and others. And under the others, we had the thinkers, those who had written, we had the clergy, the church, who had, in their own way, unforeseen, animated the genocide or provided for it, who had the businessmen who had financed it, who had the journalists who had used the radio to incite, and whatever else we could not identify to fall within the first two categories, we dumped or we put into the third category. And this seemed to have covered almost everything we needed. But of course, in criminal investigations, there's no use investigating if you can identify who committed the crime. So we had, by necessity, to put in place a tracking unit. Since I'd mentioned earlier that by the time the tribunal came on, most of the offenders had escaped. So the tracking team had as a duty to use information captured during investigations and using intelligence and sources and informants to locate where those persons could be residing and trying to help to get them arrested. That was then a fourth area whose responsibilities were indispensable. In fact, with a bit of, I could go back to say that, in fact, it became an essential activity because in some cases, they actually brought us to violate, I will not say violate, but try to circumvent the process of investigations. Normally, investigations, you investigate a crime, you determine who committed the crime, and you look for arrest, arraign, and bring that person for the courts. The world listening and expecting results from us. In certain cases, we arrested the suspect. We tried to look for a suspect and arrest them before going through the process of investigating. You can imagine what the weaknesses could be. You could actually, at the end of the day, discover that the person didn't commit a crime at all, or that the crimes committed we don't have sufficient evidence on the allegations. Thank God we've not had too many things to regret in that area. But we're all acting within the law, because the law at the time provided under Rule 40B of the Rules of Procedure and Evidence and Procedure and Evidence to be able to arrest any suspect or any person alleged of committing a crime who, if left, could disappear. And it would be difficult to get him in once the investigations are completed. But we had a duty to provide sufficient evidence for him for them to be indicted within 90 days of arrest. So their rights were still covered under that process. So here we were, and of course in the early years, we were forced virtually to organize what we call in, you hear in jargon here, NACI East. NACI means, of course, it is the East African Nairobi and Kenya in the Eastern operations, and we had to go out because most of those who had left from here were initially residents in the eastern part of Africa, and we knew where they were. So it was easy to get them in. And most of these people were arrested under that operation. That NACI East, NACI West, those who went to West Africa, those who went to East Africa. And that in itself was a major challenge, well, to get them in and arrest them and investigate them within 90 days and get them indicted. That's one of the first issues, one of the structuring of our office, investigations section, and getting to get investigations done. Another aspect was that we got information dumped into a database, and we made a very long list of suspects. The list of suspects ran into the thousands. Then we had to start screening through this list and trying to see those who bore the greatest responsibility, and that meant having to collect as much evidence as possible. Of course, like I mentioned earlier, some were picked up before the investigation was completed just for fear they wouldn't go further, escape too far. But we tried as much as possible to respect the process and people's rights of collecting sufficient evidence that could lead to an indictment before they were arrested.